This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All the various presidential campaigns have left Iowa in the rearview mirror. It's New Hampshire or bust now in a primary a week from today. Ted Cruz won the Republican caucus last night, despite, or maybe because of Donald Trump, I don't know, but certainly despite his opposition to something called the Renewable Fuel Mandate, which in Iowa means a 2007 federal law requiring corn ethanol be blended with gasoline. Iowa grows a whole lot of corn, as you might know, but Cruz has plenty of company in being against the mandate. So, Marketplace's Andy Baxter reminds us where things stand with the powerful ethanol lobby these days.
The renewable fuel standard aimed to reduce Americans' dependence on foreign oil and promote what seemed like a more environmentally friendly fuel source. But it's had some perhaps unintended effects.
The renewable fuel standard is essentially an income redistribution program.
Vince Smith teaches economics at Montana State University and is critical of the standard. He says when farmers grew corn for ethanol instead of food, that pushed up the price of corn. And all sorts of food products became more expensive for American consumers, while a limited number of farmers benefited. Plus, it turns out that corn ethanol production involves significant greenhouse gas emissions.
And it's actually worse for the climate than gasoline.
Emily Cassidy is with the Environmental Working Group.
And it also increases the amount of pollutants that get into water by increasing fertilizer use.
Despite a push from environmentalists and even big oil companies, the Environmental Protection Agency recently declined to lower the biofuels requirements. For his part, Minnesota corn farmer Bruce Schmall hopes to keep the standards in play. All the corn he grows goes to ethanol.
We've put a lot of effort into this industry already, and to just let it dry up in the grapevine, so to speak, I think that's a poor way to go after, you know, all the effort and money that's been put into it.
He'll keep a close eye on how close Ted Cruz gets to the White House, as it might take a presidential push to reduce or eliminate the standards. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.